doing on TV? Is some of that blood that they ever show ever fake?
No, that's real blood.
Huh. Well,
believe me, it's real.
Believe him, it's real, kiddo.
Okay.
Thank you very much for the call. We did have, in line with one of the previous callers, we had a question last week as to why there is not a consistency in wrestling between the high school, college, and professional level, as there is, for instance, in football, basketball, and baseball, even though there are slight differences, but not to the degree that there is in wrestling.
Well, there's a big difference between amateur wrestling and professional wrestling. Occasionally, a professional will have a very, very good amateur background, and once in a while use a few amateur holds, but kicking a guy in the stomach or punching him is not an amateur hold.
Mm-hmm. I think the reason for this discrepancy is the fact that you very seldom, is a college wrestling match able to generate sufficient interest to draw enough people where it would be financially worthwhile.
698-5566. My guest, Ed Sharkey and Princess Little Cloud. Coming up at 2 o'clock this afternoon is Mark Jensen. Mark is from the university scene, and he's put together a tape asking a question of students. What are you learning here at the university? We'll present this tape to you, and we'll be looking for your response. I think you'll find it most interesting. That on the other side of 2 o'clock. We're coming up to 1:30, a minute shy right now. My name is Roy Fox, and this is the meeting of the Saturday Afternooners.
WLOL Weather.
This is Central Weather Service for the Twin Cities weather forecast. Partly sunny and cold today. The high temperature in the mid-30s. Northwesterly winds 15 to 25 miles per hour and gusty. Partly cloudy and cold tonight. Light westerly winds. Low temperatures in the upper teens. And for tomorrow, partly cloudy. Temperatures in the mid to upper 30s. A chance for a few snow showers. And west to northwest winds 10 to 18 miles per hour. And this is Wayne Peterson reporting exclusively for WLOL Radio directly from Central Weather Service.
Skies are fair. The barometer steady 30.16. The humidity 56%. Winds from the northwest at 13. Turn that around and you've got the temperature reading for the day, 31 degrees.
WLOL, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
This is WLOL Sports Director Roger Buxton. Join me and Don Carlson at 7:15 this evening as we find out who's best in Minnesota on 1330, the talk of the Twin Cities.
Call WLOL current line 698-5566.
And now, from Minneapolis, St. Paul,
WLOL,
the talk of the Twin Cities, continues with current line.
Baseball quiz at 4 o'clock today, just to get you in the mood. Hello?
Hello, may I speak to Mr. Sharkey, please?
Yeah, please do.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Are you Sharkey?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I've watched your wrestle here in Minneapolis area a few years back. And, well, I have a few questions I'd like to ask you. I just tuned in the program just about, 15 minutes ago. Maybe you already have answered this question. But whatever happened to you? How come you don't wrestle here anymore?
Vern Gagne doesn't like me.
Well, I thought you...
I'm not wild about him either.
Pretty well friends, you know.
No more.
Well, it used to be, I thought.
No, we're never crazy about each other.
Well, okay. And second question I was going to ask you is, all this Frazier and Ali fight, I'm just wondering if a wrestler was ever paired against a boxer.
I've never seen it myself. I've read about it, and a wrestler won. He would dive him and get him in a hold, and the boxer would submit. Now, if you were to put boxing gloves on the wrestler and they would box, he'd get his head knocked off, I'm sure.
The wrestler was wrestling, and, you know, to go to the moves that he has to, and I think the boxer would be pretty well helpless, though.
Yes, once he gets in a hold, there's nothing he can do.
Drop kicks or...
Well, I wouldn't throw a drop kick at a boxer.
Why wouldn't you?
Because he'd step out of the way. They're very fast people.
Right. Not your head scissors or anything like that?
No way. No, I'd duck under, I'd grab his leg, and I'd get him in a hold, and I'd twist his foot or something, or anything I could get to twist, I guess.
Well, I guess that's about all.
Okay, sir, thanks for the call. Good afternoon.
Yes, Mr. Fox.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, one of your previous callers was wondering what Professor Druck was doing now. And Professor Druck did come from the Druck upholstery family and so forth in Minneapolis, and he's also in the upholstery business now in North Minneapolis.
You know, he did some work for me, some upholstering, and it's the finest work I've ever had done, by the way.
He said he has sawdust in his veins. I think that's his true calling.
Yeah, he's a very good upholsterer. Excellent. I think his Classic Upholstering is the name of his shop. It's not Druck, but Classic. I imagine he's had some...